Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Well, early to bed and early to rise, it's, it never did do much for me, come to think of it.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
About 3:30, my daddy said, son, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Ain't what you do.
It's the way how she do it.
Ain't what you do.
It's the way how she do it.
Ain't what you do.
It's the way how she do it.
That's what gets
reason. Mama, mama.
Ain't what you do.
It's the time that she do it.
Ain't what you do.
It's the time that she do it.
Ain't what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
That's what gets results.
Ooh.
You can't try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Breathe.
Then you dive the swing. Oh, it's ain't what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Ain't what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Ain't what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets results.
From coast to coast, it is a Possum Hour theme. Where's the Possum Hour theme? There it is.
Thank you.
it was Starsky and Hutch.
Ha-ha.
Which had like four different themes. That was the one I remembered. Anyway, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Whew. All right. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the National Beat Council and the Dengus Corporation, the proud makers of psychological war bonds and invisible ink blots. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Ah, that's an easy one to forget for. Don't worry about it. I always thought it was a lousy theme song. Cake liked it. I don't know. Didn't have like a, not like the streets of San Francisco, right? All right. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Let's see. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley as he delves into the mystery of what is buried in Ivana's coffin. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, bloodthirsty warlord Monk Finster Philpot, with his tips for a perfect baby shower. The bloodthirsty warlord, but he knows about baby showers. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster and his guest, United Paperboy Union President Rex Humbug. Don't write the gags when you're sober, man. And then it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. A week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines will be up, hopefully, be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this important message.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do. The Caddy is filled with 90 hilarious minutes of howls, gags, fun, and heartwarming entertainment that the entire family will enjoy.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy.
Yeah.
It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make.
Hello?
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Well, hey, Charlie. You want a muscle relaxer? You take one with Viagra, you're essentially Gumby with a pokey.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby! I'm having chest pain.
Oh, yeah.
You and I both.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
Indeed.
You keep coming up with those tongue-twisted names, don't you?
I wrote it wrong, though, man. I wrote Buckminster. I didn't mean to. That's a real name. I wanted it to be Funkbuster or something. Funkmister. I don't know. I don't even know what I said. Anyway. How the hell you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Well, I just want to ask you, did you put on any weight?
Not really, no. I'm around 123. I seem to be staying around that area.
Hey, man, more bagels. Bagels
yeah.
And milkshakes.
There you go. Well, I've been wolfing down the ice cream.
There you go. Because, you know,
yep.
We want you to be... As they say,
obese.
Super pumped.
Hey, super pumped.
I'm super pumped.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
Be super pumped. But you know what? I'm a little bit pumped. I lost the 5 pounds back.
Ah, all right.
Back where I was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I didn't weigh myself for like 2 weeks because I'm like, fuck this shit. I got to lose weight. I'm gonna bear down, not look. You know, see what happens. And I woke up feeling great today. Better than I have in a long time, yeah.
Well, did you figure out what put it back on that you can avoid it this time? This is the beer you're talking about?
I think it's beer. I think that's the big diff. Because beer also leads to late-night munching.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because you're like,
Well, it didn't with me, but yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, see, I get a buzz on, you know, and I'm like, I can have a sandwich. I deserve a sandwich at 2 o'clock.
Hey, well, me, eating took up too much drinking time, so I just drank.
Yeah. Not so much. I've had a couple whacks of the bourbon there, but that doesn't give me the munchies. Makes me want to go night-night pretty quick. So, don't drink too much of that. Don't need much. But saving a ton of money on beer.
Okay, and congratulations on it. Keep that going.
So far, so good. All right.
Good to hear.
See what I see this week. Saw The Odd Couple.
Yeah, I told
you. Saying you saw that, yeah. And then for some reason I skipped Planet of the Apes and went right to Beneath the Planet of the Apes. I don't know why.
Did you get my message that YouTube has Ladybug? You ever see that movie?
Uh-uh.
I love that flick, man. It's about school kids in a rural area, and it's during the Cold War, and they get this warning that the bomb's going to drop, and they can't tell whether it's broken or whether it's actually true or not, because all those phone lines are down and everything. So they have the kids walking home, but it's great. It's like a kid's perspective on you know, the atom bomb and all that shit.
Yeah.
So it really, it's a fantastic movie, man. Every now and again it comes on, I got to jump on it. I'm glad to see you two have it. In fact, I'll
put it on a list.
I'll put it on a list. Great movie.
So, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Ladybug,
so,
Ladybug.
I go to the hardware store last week. Friday, and luckily I found what I was looking for, because I didn't want to have to ask anybody where I could find the hawk. Yeah. I swear to God, I'm like, where the fuck is this shit? Finally found it near the I need cock, man. Can you help me out? And the coolest part, though, got home, got up on the ladder, a bunch of cock up in that motherfucker, and it rained pretty good the other night, and there was no water pissing out of the gutter. So I think I fixed it, man, which is really cool.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. I know, because, you know, like, I'm not a real good handyman, you know. Usually when I do stuff, it takes 12 tries, or I never am able to do it.
Well, at least you do things. I come home and sit in front of the TV all day.
That just drives me crazy, that stupid. It was like just pissing water out of the end of the gutter onto the porch. Come on. This is not acceptable. Man, that guy was an asshole that did that, the gutters. They jerk off. Yeah. Okay, there we go. I needed some inspiration to blow something up, man. You know.
All right.
That's it. I'll think of the gutter guy. The guy with the gutter. That bastard. Yeah, here we go. All right. But yeah, I think I fixed that. And I've got the flex tape on both two of the end gutters. No, both downspouts he put in leaked.
Yeah.
So I had to put the tape on those, which is not a permanent fix.
Just a job done temporarily, anyway.
It's I think it's permanent now. Anyhow, so we'll blow something up. What do we got? This is an encore performance, of course.
Okay.
Encore presentation. Ah, here it is. I don't know. You be the judge. It's one of those 70s bands I have something against for some reason. I never liked those, like, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and
I was never into
Journey,
that.
Those type of bands. Get away from me. So, Blowing Up Styx.
Okay.
And you'll recognize the song. The name of it is Babe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Babe. Yeah. So, lock and load, ladies and gentlemen.
Blow it up.
Styx. Going to the River Styx.
Ha ha.
Right here in Potsdam.
Oh,
the string.
Vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 minute combination Russian phrase book and Bible. $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylaxis, 3 lipsticks.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
Well, they call me Bird Dog, cause I'm just like a hound. Wherever there's a woman, well, that's where I'm found. They call me Bird Dog, cause I'm just like a pup. Well, I'm always Bird Dogging. I never give up, Bird Dog. A Bird Dog. Well, Bird Dogging Daddy, I'll get me a woman, you'll see. Yeah, they call me Bird Dog, cause I'm hunting chicks. Everybody wonders how I find them so quick. Whenever I hear there's a new girl in town, well, pretty soon she's gonna find me hanging around. Bird Dog. A Bird Dog. Well, Bird Dog and Daddy, I'll get me a woman, you'll see. Call me Bird Dog, cause I'm on the prowl. I stay up late at night and you ought to hear me howl. They lead a dog's life, some say it's bad, but I could tell you people of the fun I've had. Bird Dog. A Bird Dog. Well, Bird Dog and Daddy, I'll get me a woman, you'll see. Call me Bird Dog, cause I'm just like a hound. Wherever there's a woman, well, that's where I'm found. They call me Bird Dog, cause I'm just like a pup. Well, I'm always Bird Dogging. I never give up, Bird Dog. A Bird Dog. Well, Bird Dogging Daddy, I'll get me a woman, you'll see.
Came out of nowhere. Cinderella story. Yikes.
Bird Dog.
Alrighty. This is beauty, man. Bird Dog. Good find, Mr. Gumby, Professor. Lord, man.
Bird Dog.
I mentioned I watched Beneath the Planet of the Apes, right? Skipping the first movie.
Yeah.
That's a sexy movie. You got like two, like a man and a woman with like perfect bodies walking around half naked through the whole movie. You know? It's like porn without sex.
You just sold me on it. I got to see it again.
She's so fucking hot, man. And he's like perfect shape, man. He's like a, you know, temple there. Of course, he's only 5'4". But hey, you know, what are you going to do? Speaking of
who's
sexy
that one,
things,
man? That wasn't Chuck, was it? Chuck dies early.
Chuck Heston had a cameo at the end. He had a cameo.
Yeah,
he comes in
yeah.
at the end, and I think he kills dude.
Okay.
Maybe. Nah. I think he gets shot by the dude. Gets shot by the radiation dudes.
Well, who was the main star of that one?
Is it James Franciscus?
Yeah, that's
Franciscus.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
James Franciscus.
You know what I never understood about those movies? Is that the sequel after it made all that money, they say the sequel had a lower budget. Like they didn't put more money into it, even though it was a big success, the first one.
You know, probably trying to make a cheap buck. They have all the sets and everything from the first movie. You know, they don't have to rebuild everything. I think that shit's still there, man.
Probably.
All right. Oh, no, speaking of gorgeous people, Saturday I got home from my gig. I had 8 hours in the chair and 7 hours behind the wheel this weekend. And I got home Saturday night about 11 o'clock. Anyway, it's right when Batman comes on. I guess that's a 10. Right before 10. Cool. Well, I watch Batman. Yeah, I just saw the last 2 seconds of Sven Glue. And it was an episode with the Catwoman. I don't think she was ever sexier than in this episode. Oh, my God. Two-parter, she steals the voices of Chad and Jeremy. And she's just cavorting all over the screen. At one point, she lies on her back and does bicycle kicks in the air.
Lordy.
Going, good gravy. No wonder she was my first wet dream. Wow. Man.
Well, she did that one episode where she was in the foreground and bending over, looking over at Batman. Got that ass right in the camera.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez.
With that tight outfit. Oh, my. Mama Lucia.
Yoy, yoy, yoy.
That was a woman.
You got that right. Jacques.
I love her in Route 66.
Only good song.
Two parts that she did that one.
We might as well introduce our Possum Lounge over there. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
She just popped in during the Bird Dog. Whoa!
Bird dogging.
Big old flying something. Dive bomb me there. What that was. Whoa, there he is. Get out of here. I was just saying, we don't have mosquitoes. I think that's a giant mosquito.
That's not a sink flea, is it?
No, it's a big bastard.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of those really this year, which is, you know, not...
I remember asking
it. Yeah. Wood. Okay. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
I was going to say something, and then that bug just, like, knocked it right out of me.
That's what they do. That's why they call them pets.
Damn bug. Anyway, Dr. Cake is also here.
Dr. Cake.
Would not be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I'd like to thank both the ladies for coming. Because otherwise, your sausage fest. Here they come. Ford Prefect is here, ladies
Ford.
And gentlemen. He's he'd be on the side of the sausage. Wouldn't be a sausage fest without Ford sausage.
There you go. Ford sausage.
I like that one. No, it wouldn't be a cosmic shift change with a planetary pitch clock without Ford Prefect.
Yeah.
Almost sorry for the baseball reference, but not really. I was going to say I'm used to the designated hitter in the National League. It's better. I'll admit it's better than not having the designated hitter. But I miss the fact that it used to piss American leaguers off that we didn't have the designated hitter in the National League. I don't know why. Like we lost something. Hey, man, we've just been joined by Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Yeah. Good thing, right?
Yeah.
Coming apart over there.
Indeed, sir.
Thanks for coming, sir. Yes, program here on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday nights. Night with Daddy G. I just had an interface of Blog Talk, the helpline, man. Yeah. Remember I was telling you I couldn't delete any of my files because I couldn't hit the link to get the thing, and it would send me back. And a guy wrote back, like, I wrote this morning, and he wrote back a couple hours later, try getting rid of my cookies. I got to lose my cookies.
Did you? Everything worked?
I haven't. I just saw that right before the show. I haven't.
Okay.
But I'll stick my finger down my throat as soon as we're done here. See what happens when I clear my cookies. Well, thank you for coming, Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Oh, his Cubbies won. There you go.
Yeah.
Can't be bad. My Buccos man is not to lose this tonight.
I don't even know what we did.
Sheesh. Yeah, the Phillies are in it, man.
Are they in the
race, I believe, yeah.
Because yesterday was an Eagles game and a Phillies game. I missed them both, of course.
Man, they were driving me crazy at that damn gig Sunday, right?
Yeah.
It was like near Cincinnati, pretty much in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
A two-hour drive, but I got paid the full rate, which was nice, you know. I said, I'm worth it. He says, yes, you are. I said, thank you. It's cool. Anyways, I'm down at Cincinnati, and the dang football game is ending, where the Steelers are playing the Bengals. And these people are screaming and hooting and hollering. And I don't know how it played out, but they went into overtime. And they were just screaming and hootay, they scream. It's so annoying. And then this woman was in my chair screaming at them. I think she was a Steeler fan. I'm not sure. I should have said, ma'am, I don't have many rules, but one of them is you can't scream in my fucking chair. But
you should have drew her with a big mouth.
Jeez. I should have. Mouth open. Yelling. Ah! Anyway, I got home and the Steelers had won, so. That's for all you guys yelling. Yeah, but they were yelling at hootay. It was just as annoying.
Yeah.
Fuck them all. Feed them dog shit. I don't want to. All right. Thanks for coming forward. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake, Daddy G, Apple Cheeks, and G.T. Trenton is here, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. G.T. Trenton.
No, it's not. Is it Mirror Universe, Greg Trenton? Oh. Well, maybe. I think he is the Mirror Universe guy because he's got the goatee, man.
Yeah.
I never realized
evil
that.
Side. The dark side.
Yeah, man.
Didn't Spock do that?
Yeah. If you see Spock with a beard, man, he's a bad guy. That ain't cool. Thanks for coming, GT.
GT Trent.
I guess I'm a Mirror Universe, too. I've been wearing a goatee for... Oh,
we all are.
Yeah.
We're all evil.
I had a full beard going when I was like 40, right?
Yeah.
Nah, it's 38. I know I was 38 because it was right after my first wife and I broke up, right?
Yeah.
I had this full beard, and the sides had all gone gray, and just the goatee part was dark, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, I emailed my picture to this girl online, you know.
Yeah.
She writes back, oh, I think goatees are sexy.
Oh, there you go.
I ran into the bathroom, got the razor. Zing, 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 zing. Zing, zing, zing. Zing, 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 zing. And it's been Goateeville ever since.
The only time I had a full beard was when I was in the hospital. And I like it.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah.
I'm going to grow back when I'm about 64, maybe.
I was thinking of doing that this winter if I could groom a nice one. and wear it next year. I don't know. It's so hot, though.
I was surprised how much I liked it. It was a real forward, too, like David Letterman.
Yeah. I don't know, global warming, man. Not getting any cooler in the summer. Thanks for coming, GT, strongest man on the internets.
Indeed, sir.
And there's our old pal, Ope, other people's eyes.
Ope's here.
He's not here by mistake.
Nope.
You'd think maybe someone showed up tonight. clicked the wrong link or something. But no, they're all here on purpose.
There you go.
They are
awesome.
The Possum Lounge, man.
Yes.
And here, and of course, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah,
put them all together, and you've got the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Dunn.
As the Beaver.
Sports go sports. I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past the line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports! May they top their opponents numerically in the allotted time. Let them disenfranchise their audience and see their revenues decline. May the partakers be sturdy and rapid in the spirited energies they exert. May they be victorious in perpetuity. Don't I look cute in this football shirt? Sports go sports! Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah! This is the most important thing that's ever occurred. The vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports! To the competitors you prefer best, their opposing equivalents. You can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports! Athletics are number one! Participants are heroes! Go team, yeah! Watching able-bodied millionaires play with each other. Watching less agile millionaires talk about it on TV. May they compile copious points so they are rewarded as meritorious. You feel temporarily adjacently victorious. Sports go sports! Athletics are number one! Participants are heroes! Go team, yeah! Every other word! Sports! Sports! Are one! Are... Go! Yeah! Every other word! Go! Athletics number! Participants, heroes, team. Now in Latin! Ludus ire ludus! Arcus gun optimum! Participants and heroes! Ire quadriga seek! Now the truth! If you could only throw a ball, you'd have a hotter wife! Lots and lots of money, and a way better life! And a way
Yeah,
there you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Boy. That's a book roll double because they're cuties. Yeah, they're a couple of cuties. That bug landed, man. He's fucking weird looking, man. I don't think it's a skeeter. Like, where's my cheaters? He's just sitting there. What is this bastard?
Did it squash his ass yet?
I'm trying to see what it is. That might be a mosquito. No, it doesn't have a pointy thing. Weird, he's like red. He's got daddy long leg looking legs. Yeah, I think he needs to be squished. Look at my nurse. Boy, he's a big one. Yar, matey. He's plugged up in my lamp there. All right, well, when he comes back, we'll kill him.
There you go.
And gentlemen, wouldn't want to disappoint anybody in the audience.
That's the bug.
Speaking of killing things, we're not killing things, but chasing them the fuck out of here. Thinking more and more about that dog thing, man. Getting a dog, getting rid of the groundhogs with an animal of my own. Fight fire with fire. All right. Yes, a live bug killing. Oh, right here. Possum power.
Make it a behead. Get a little razor.
Give him a mush. A smoosh. All right, yeah, but Ford thought that Garfunkel and Oates song was the 3 minutes, and I said, you wish.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
Indeed. Indeed. Where is he? Oh, even Applecheek says kill the bug.
Oh, good.
He flew off, man. He heard me talking. Where is that bastard?
Bugs are getting smarter.
We'll see. We'll see. Come back, little Sheba. All right. Well, whoa, there he is. Man, he's a go! Big one. Get away from me. Fucking thing.
You fucking prick.
That Ford
around
says,
with a blowtorch.
Ford says, you're going to fight fire with fire, don't get a dog, get a flamethrower. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
He just said that right when you said that. Roast those whistle things. I don't want to burn down my shed.
Yeah.
I them groundhogs under my
burn down his mom's place because of a spider.
I gotta get my Hank Hill back. Propane. Assist. Boy, I haven't watched that in a long time. Well, anyway, yeah. Here it is. 3 minutes. You'll never get back. It's a bonus 3 minutes because it's only 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Gentlemen, Art Paul Schlosser.
So as I one day was fooling around with my piano, it started talking to me. And I just accidentally started playing this, and the piano said, is that Linda? Is that really Linda? I can hear in the back, you know. So anyways, I thought, wow, I've got an original song. Maybe I should do the CD. And so here, I'll do my song for you. It's kind of about a person that died. Is that Linda? Is that really Linda? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll start over again. Is that Linda? Is that really Linda? I can hear in the background, and I want to hear Linda, but I know that she's not coming back no more. More noises creaking in the background, I can hear them in the background.
Thank you.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's French fries.
There it is. That's the one I wanted.
Our poll is getting a little dark there, man.
I know, man. Ford says Art Paul just saved the show.
I think I'm starting to understand Reverend Wendy now.
Hey-o. All right. So I'm not drinking beer, you know, and I'm trying like to think about drinking beer, right?
Yeah.
And I see this. Crash covers Georgia Highway in Bud Light. There's like a highway full of free Bud Lights, man.
Yeah.
The infamia. Oh, it's all the humanity. I don't even think about it. Okay. Whew, I'm over it, man.
I was practically crying when I went through Anheuser-Busch in Florida. You ever go through that? It was the whole thing is, the whole factory is like a major puddle of all the wasted beer.
Wow. We got a factory right up here.
Yeah?
An
Anheuser-Busch one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My drive shaft fell out on the highway right there where the Budweiser brewery is. Man. Just fell clean out. When the drive shaft falls out, you ain't going very far. There's nothing there to turn the wheels anymore.
Nope.
That was a once in a lifetime, hopefully. All right. I was reading this article here about how we should be, parents should be giving their children Vegemite sandwiches.
Vegemite sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's their reasoning. They say it's a salty, savory, pleasurable only in small amounts, but it's the antithesis of sugar. And so, you know, it won't hardwire your kids to get hooked on sugar, which is what, you know, very easy to do it with children. So, anyway.
Oh. These kids are going to be trained.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I had two sons, and the first one, we were like real, you know, fed him all kind of weird shit, you know, unhealthy crap.
Yep.
That boy eats anything, pretty much. You know, his little brother, he's as picky as can be. And we didn't pay as much attention to what he ate. I think that's the big difference.
That could be it.
Hey, he's better now. He's actually better now. Now that he's, going out and having the...
But it makes sense. We like vegetables that we didn't like when we were kids.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of works that way, I guess.
Yeah. And the older boy's just always more adventurous with his palate. Wasn't scared of... He didn't like everything, but he'd try it.
Well, he liked that fish beer, didn't he? Oh,
my God, yes. He drank the fucking beer with the Clamato in it. Clamato beer. Yike. Okay, that doesn't make me want a beer. Every time I think about wanting a beer, I should think of that shit and go, oh, geez.
Get a picture of it. Put it in your fridge. Look at it every now and again.
I could get one. I know. I might be tempted. Anyways. Because as long as it's like they're like potato chips, as long as you don't have one, you're not going to have 8,000 of them.
Yep.
Let's see now. Doing the news here. Vegemite sandwiches. That wasn't very interesting. Okay, moving right along. See, again, don't prepare the news when you're sober either. Another lesson. A bomb squad removed an old war relic from an Illinois home. Westchester. I don't know where that is in Illinois. But it looks to me like an old grenade, man, from like WW2 or something. So it's unclear where the object came from or how long it had been at the home.
Oh, no shit.
I guess that's near Chicago because it's Cook County Bomb Squad. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Did they say that it had life in it?
They didn't say. They didn't say.
Okay.
The bomb squad.
Yeah, weird shit that not, would just show up.
Bomb squad said, we're not telling. A little bit of sports news. The former all-time hit leader, Ty Cobb, who was surpassed by none other than the notorious Pete Rose. Well, a California-based auction company selling off his dentures, Ty Cobb's dentures. I don't know how they got a hold of you. Anyway, pretty fucking gross looking.
Somebody needs money.
And, they should give them to Pete Rose, man. You know? I mean, you know, in lieu of the Hall of Fame. There's Ty Cobb's teeth. Hey, that's a good idea for all the Pete Rose supporters. You know, the gambling people and whatnot. Mobsters, thugs, other well-wishers. All right. Well, good luck to Ty Cobb's teeth. I hope they go for a pretty penny. And
there you go.
Everybody makes out like fat rats. We got, some animal news here.
Yes.
This is pretty jarring. In Louisiana, there's been a tiger spotting loose in the city.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Houma, Louisiana. I don't know where that is.
I never heard of it.
The Houma Police Department said they received several calls about a big cat. Nobody.
Holy fuck.
Okay, the officers have not laid eyes on the animal. So it remains to be seen if there is. Could be a hoax. You never know.
Too much drinking in Louisiana. They're seeing fucking cats.
All right. Well, here's a... This is... Because I sit in a recliner most of the time, you know, in the living room there.
Yeah.
Watching the TV. The ghost chair, which is broken. I need a new one. I can't really recline in it anymore. It's still comfortable to sit in, but it's seen its... reclining days. Okay, but anyway, a large carpet python crawled into some guy's reclining chair, man. In Australia.
Snakes.
Yeah, Australia, they're bad for snakes.
Yeah. They got that all over the place.
Yeah.
Fucking python in it.
Interesting. Ford gives us this tidbit of information. Louisiana Tigers was the common nickname for certain infantry troops from the state of Louisiana in the Confederate Army during the Civil War.
Oh, there you go.
I'm smelling hoax over ye. Confederates.
Yep.
You know the ones. All right. Well, I wouldn't wish a python in anyone's easy chair.
Nah.
Okay. Hamana. Oh, I think I missed a link. Oh yeah, the guy in Ohio had a coyote. Yeah, a coyote behind his toilet. I missed the link. I think it was a coyote. One of the small, you know, wild dogs.
Yeah. Wow.
There's some good news from Columbus. I know. Yeah. It was, it somehow got in her house, and he's, you know, he gets up in the morning. And
Hon? Well, you're most vulnerable.
Hon, there's a coyote behind the toilet. What time is it? All right. And it, in the good news at the Columbus Zoo, which has been having problems, man, they had a rare endangered Maasai giraffe was born there. So that's pretty cool.
Huh.
15 months gestation for that bad lad. And unfortunately, his dad, who has sired several calves, had to be put down because he was ailing last year. So they didn't get to see
weird
his new...
looking animals. Very weird looking animals.
They got a whole bunch of them up there at the zoo. It's really cool, man. This one room that I've worked several times. You know, right time of year, you can look. There's they are right there. Freaking giraffes wandering around. Like they own the place.
That ain't a giraffe.
Is the coyote in the... Okay. I'm going to be on the toilet. Verified. All right.
Yep. Yeah, you won't find a giraffe behind the toilet.
No.
No.
You might find a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
But, this is not a squirrel behind a toilet story. This is a rather sad... well, that squirrel, he knocked out power to 10,000 customers in Virginia. This week. Last Wednesday at 8:45, he entered the substation in Virginia Beach. he got between a circuit breaker and a transformer, causing a power surge that made the transformer fail.
I think he was fried.
Well, the squirrel could not be reached for comment. Put it that way.
You imagine that, man. You think they'd have ways of keeping the animals out of that whole thing, too. You know it's going to happen.
Oh, there's a little bat. Hey, man, I can relate. At least when the groundhog wipe out half the East Coast. Like the great blackout.
Power company needs a dog.
They do. They need more dogs than those transformers. Wait a minute. That might not work. All right. Let's see here. Oh, we got where's my sports music, man? Yeah, this will work. Anyway, we got the, what do you call? Yeah, here it is. Guinness Records.
All right, there you go.
Got some good ones, man. This was a little weird. The world record for dogs attending a movie. 127 dogs were brought to an outdoor showing of some dopey movie. 101 Dalmatians. I don't know whether it was the film, so it's probably the latest one. But
the Emma Stone movie.
It was a fundraiser in England, so jolly good show. Oh yeah, by the way, Queen died, man. Hear that?
Oh, really?
Good God! Oh, my God, man. I don't need to... I get it, man. The Queen died. I get it. I fucking get it.
She was a beauty in her youth.
Oh, yeah, she certainly was. Quite a lovely, handsome woman. But she, man, they're going to be talking about that all fucking week on TV.
Crazy. Christ, she's 90. She was 90 fucking six.
I know. God bless her, man.
What is this, a surprise to everybody?
The time came, man. Right. Well, here's another record. A team of chefs in Italy broke a world record by cooking up a cannolo, which measured 70 feet and 3.7 inches long. This was in Caltanissetta, Sicily. Now you may ask what a cannolo is.
Uh huh. Indeed, I am.
What is a cannolo, you ask? It's a dessert, better known as the plural cannoli.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that something?
There you
learn
go.
Something new.
Learn something
day.
New. Uh-huh.
Bring the cannoli. When he says bring the cannoli in the Godfather, apparently he's got more than one cannolo in that bag. Right? Because he's bringing
yeah.
a cannoli.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Because that's the plural. Cannoli's the
but
plural,
I think in the Godfather
saying.
3, they called it a cannoli. And he just is
okay.
the singular cannolo that the guy had ate in the... Remember, she gave the cannolo to the... To,
oh, okay. No, I don't
head.
Remember, but yeah. I was thinking of the famous line, leave the, you know... Leave the
yeah, that was in
the cannoli.
First one. Yeah, leave the cannoli.
Yeah.
He had to have more than one cannolo. Anyway.
Okay.
It's a big-ass cannolo. Or cannoli. If you, but it's, you know, filled with the... Oh, boy. That's
they're
a
good.
Lot of whipped cream
they
and shit,
good.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I, you. That's what you need, dude.
Yes, you're right. Where can I get some of this fucking cannoli?
You need a 70-foot cannolo.
Uh-huh.
That'll put the ponds on you.
Uh-huh.
Man.
That'll get me to 125.
You should get some of them cream horns at the bakery, man. They're like cannolis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Oh. You got to be careful because, like, you could have, like, a heenie. You know, like a shivering fit, man. Sugar, so much sugar.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It's crazy, Tom.
You're addicted to that shit, yeah.
When I was a younger man, I the first time I had one, I had like a whoa moment, you know, like a head rush. Anyways, I digress. This kid is a whiz kid. This is funny. A teenager from Lebanon put his memory to test and broke a Guinness record by correctly identifying all the world's national flags in 4 minutes flat.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I guess they, you know, popping up on a computer screen or something.
Yeah.
He had spent the majority of the summer of 2021 practicing to achieve the record, and he gave up for a while when it was broken, and the guy had reached a mark of 4 minutes and 6 seconds. But then he's
okay.
like, fuck that shit, man. And he practiced.
Uh-huh.
And practiced. And
that's
it. That's why you should never quit, man. You never know.
There you go.
You're going to...
Just
fuck somebody.
Flags is enough.
Fuck that
time.
Guy over for 6 seconds.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
That other guy's like, that son of a bitch. He's shaking his fist. That's the guy's name. Hassan! Hassan Dawi, 16 years old. Pretty wild.
I could have guessed he wasn't American.
Hassan.
We're not
going
to memorize fucking flags.
I'm not really good at flags. I can look at the shapes of the country sometimes and guess most of them. But there's
yeah.
some hard.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Africa, I'm not really familiar. Continent of Africa. All right, anyway.
There was a time when I memorized the president.
Oh, I could tell you the presidents, probably.
Nah, yeah, I could ramble them right off, and you could give me a number, and I could tell you who it was.
Oh, wow.
But I can't do that anymore. Yeah.
I might be able
I
to make
why.
It through on from
yeah.
start to finish. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I
let's not find out.
Do that. I don't know why, though. I have no idea why I did that.
I'm interested
a lousy
in the president.
Student. I just did that.
Not... all of them, but, you know, good ones.
Now I could care less.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. All right. Let's see. He's super
Tom,
pumped.
Tom, super pumped.
Super pumped. All right. So here we go. Let's get, oh, where's that good one I like? There we go. Wrap this up. This is cool AF. An Indiana woman broke a world record by wake surfing nearly 15 hours. And I was like, what's wake surfing? I watched the video.
Yes.
And she's on a little bitty surfboard like water skiing behind a boat. This was in Raccoon Lake in Rockville, Indiana. And you know how the boat, speedboat, has a wake behind it. And she just goes back and forth on this wake following the damn thing. It's really kind of be hard, man.
All right.
She
check this video out.
Yeah, she wakeboarded for she had set the record for 8 hours straight, and then she started wakeboarding Wednesday afternoon and ended her attempt after 14 hours and 48 minutes.
Jesus.
So she was planning on doing 24 hours, but got too cold and she got dehydrated and that time of the month, I don't know. Something, but you know, anyway. Lori Keaton, congratulations.
Yeah.
On your wake surfing. You're awesome, man. She's got some tight abs. You do shit, man, for that long. All right, the kid. Oh, we did this one back when he did it. Minnesota teenager broke his own world record with his mouth gape. He set the record in 2019, and his mouth gape was 3.67 inches. Well, he's gotten older, you know, and his gape has gotten bigger. 4.014 inches is his mouth gape. So he's got a big mouth. He's got a video too. They all got videos. He's sticking a Pringles can in his mouth. You gotta get into gay porn. That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, I like this one. This is kind of cool. 298 people do cannonballs into a pool for a Guinness record.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
A Belgian resort. And all these people, they're all, you know, different shapes and sizes, ages, sexes, everything. You know, it's great, man. And they all jump in a pool. I think they were all white people now that I think about it. But that's in Belgium. They're probably all Belgians.
There you go.
I don't know.
Probably some cannonball.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway, I remember a little fat kid. So they didn't discriminate against fat kids. Being a former fat kid. And finally.
Yes.
Man pops 26 water balloons in his armpits in 1 minute. 20. An Idaho man earned an unusual and messy world record by using his armpits to pop more than 24 water balloons in a minute. I did watch this video almost all the way through. You got to skip, you know, over to...
Oh, yeah.
Some of it, but...
Or you'll be breaking a record.
He, for some reason...
Watch that video.
He tried to beat the record before, and he couldn't do it, so this time he had himself hoisted, like, hooked on a ladder, and he hung upside down from the ladder onto the ground. And I think it was his son was handing off the balloons. So he'd take it and squash it in his armpit. So.
He comes up with this shit.
26 balloons in his armpit. There you have it, man. That's probably
right.
The coolest thing ever. Maybe.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
was supposed to be the 3 minutes, I guess. going forward. Oh, well. See, don't prepare the show when you're sober.
I haven't done an Elvis roast barb in a while. I forgot all about it, though, I was listening to that.
Well, who the hell was that, then? That wasn't the 3 minutes. That was the other thing. I wrote it down. I can find it again. Brixton Robbers. Actually, I was going to play the Sex Pistols, but then I thought, you know what? I have it here. I uploaded it. And I went, you know what? The last second I went, that's so fucking predictable. Right?
Hey. Wise choice.
God Save the Queen. She ain't no human being. Predictable.
In Scotland, they were saying, fuck the Queen. They were doing shots and putting it down upside down saying, fuck the Queen.
Wow.
But they wanted to get out of, though, the UK.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that UK may lose Scotland, and the Commonwealth will pretty much break up for once and for all. For the most part, although there are a couple of countries that want to stick with them.
Did Scotland leave? I think they might have left. I was talking back when I was in Scotland.
No.
Now they're still there?
They voted on it. Last time they voted on it, they voted to stay. But they didn't want to do Brexit.
People I met in Glasgow, they wanted out.
Yeah, they didn't want to do Brexit, I think. And I think they want to get the fuck out of there and separate. So, I don't know what the royal family will do with their castle up there. Oh, the bug's back. We have the execution. Execution of Private Mosquito. Where is he? He's attracted to light, wherever he is. He'll be back. He'll be back. here's one for you.
Boner hose.
All right.
That should go with a boing. There should be a boing with that. You know?
That should be.
Like first a boing and then a boner. I got a boing? Yeah. And then the boner. Yeah.
Slap them together.
Yeah, I'll put them both together there. So we'll have a tag team. let's see. Odd Couple was a good watch, man. That was enjoyable.
Yeah. It holds up.
Yeah. Great flick. Goes by really quick.
F you.
Let's see. Oh, I did my caulking joke. Okay, that was classic material there. Oh yeah. I came home Sunday, and the highlights from the Pirate game were on YouTube. I'm like, I didn't know anything about the score or nothing, you know. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this thing, and the Pirates, they're doing great. The boom, boom, and they're way ahead. It's top of the ninth. They're in Pittsburgh, top of the ninth. And their relief pitching sucks right now. And Albert Pujols comes up and hits a two-run home run to win the game. When they announced him, they go, and it's Albert Pujols. I'm like, no, not again. No! He hit one the night before, too, but that guy murdered the Pirates for his whole career. I was so happy when they traded him to the American League. He was not called the machine for nothing. He was still can hit the ball, but man, dude cannot make it the first in under, 4 or 5 minutes, you know. And it jogs down the line. He's not fast anymore. Right. GT already split, man. Probably that 3 minute. Yeah. I'm still glad I didn't play the God Save the Queen.
Sounds like you're regretting it.
No, I'm really happy. I'm really happy with that choice. I should have played something different though, like I don't know, the Hokey Pokey. Bill Monroe.
Is there a song called Megan? For old Meghan Markle?
Oh. No. I don't know. Maybe. I got Bill Monroe. That's a dandy. Who played that one, man?
That's possum. It's very possum.
Yeah, very possum. Well, I don't know if I can get anything off the board anyway as it goes, but here's the new one. We'll go back to the yodel. Time for yodeling.
Yes.
Not necessarily for bluegrass, although there can be a yodel. That's the beauty thing about the yodel. Now,
yeah.
Briefly, before we go ahead with our yodel, Dr. Cake asked about the Ukrainian rock and roll thing.
Yeah.
She thought the Rock Lobster was the Ukrainian rock and roll. I didn't play a Ukrainian rock and roll this week. Because you know why? They're kicking ass. They don't need me. They don't need my help anymore.
No.
Maybe next time. But right now, they got that Putin on the run. Putin. And all these people are calling for Putin to be, you know, to resign. And it's a bad day for Putin, boy.
I'm waiting for the Russians to Mussolini him, you know, to take him through the streets and kill his ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't hope for too much, but
Mussolini. I say that, man.
The Russian troops are on the run, man. All right, well, Dr. Cake says I should play more because if I had a Ukrainian yodel, I'd play it for you. We'll make it up next week.
We got to find out whether they yodel or not.
Yeah, well, they do yodel. Absolutely.
Okay.
But this ain't one of them.
Okay.
Who we got tonight? Johnny Wildcard.
That sounds good.
Johnny Wildcard. You can't go wrong with that. Johnny fucking Wildcard.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Johnny Wildcard!
Oh, they go yodeling, yodeling, lay it low, lay it low, lay it low, lay it low, they're happy and happy. Yodel, lay it low, 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 so like you get in Switzerland, baby, come along with me. And we'll go yodel-dee-da-yodel to the rock and roll yodel with me. Yeah, we'll go yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee-da-yodel-dee happy as can be. Yaddle-lay, yaddle-low, yaddle-lay, yaddle-low-dee-lay, yaddle-low-dee-lay, yaddle-lay, yaddle-low, it's a rock and roll yodel with me. Like a pastifas all at some more.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen.
Johnny Wildcard.
Fuck yeah, Johnny
Wildcard.
You've
been playing possum.
You got that right. Okay. We've the best of sound effects. Thank you very much. How close are we getting to the end there?
There you go. And Honey Boo Boo's still alive.
She's still on her. I poured a bourbon. And man.
Yeah.
You like two sips and I'm like, hey, I'm the funniest guy in the world. Man, you gotta be careful with the fire water. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to have the on it. Oh, there he is. Okay. Got him. Oh!
Huh.
He fought back. I got him.
There you go.
He is dispatched. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Death of the weird bug.
Hope you don't have buddies.
So the asshole that shot John Lennon was up for parole again. He's like, I don't care if I ever get out.
Yeah.
He was denied, thank goodness. He should rot.
They let him go, man. They got John Lennon fans after his death.
Well, that's true. He'd probably be whacked
Beatles
anyway.
Beatles fanatics. Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, they might not anymore.
Well, yeah. A lot of people don't know who the hell John Lennon was.
Yep, finally.
Oh, I ever watch those videos where people watch shit for the first time?
Yeah.
I saw a really good one with a black couple watching the Blues Brothers. They were loving that movie, man. It was funny as shit.
Movie or one of their concerts?
No, the movie. The
movie, yeah.
Blues Brothers movie.
Yep.
It was just funny. It was funny. I enjoyed it. They're really digging the music, big time.
They usually had black guys on that one. There was a black guy watching a Frank Sinatra one, I think it was.
Yeah, I saw one where the guy listened to Freebird. I think I posted that a long, long time.
Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, remember Lady Bird, Lady Bird, Lady Bug, Lady Bug.
Got it on a thing there. Because I still haven't watched Blood Harvest, so I got that on there, too.
What's her face? Tony Soprano's mother's in it.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Pinchon, whatever her name is.
Yep.
When
she was younger.
Mrs. Pinchon from the Lou Grant Show.
And William Daniels is in it, too.
Woo! I love William Daniels.
Yep.
Ten High.
Winner.
I saw William Daniels on Broadway when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah? Or what?
I did.
Do you remember the play?
Fuck yeah, 1776, man.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember you saying that, yeah.
Yeah. Richard Henry Lee was just hilarious live. And it just, boy, that doesn't, it didn't, in the movie, you're like, boy, this is silly. Why is this silly? But live, it was hilarious. People were rolling in the aisles. Very cool. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes, thank you, possums.
Ten high.
Gator Light I'm drinking here, too.
Gator Light?
Yeah, because I'm still kind of dehydrated.
We got to fit the gator heavy, gator high calorie gator.
Gator, well,
gator
like
with cheese.
It has that like what they have a what the fuck is it?
Cyclamates?
Electrolytes.
Oh, electrolyte.
Like that.
Yeah, that makes crops
good
grow.
For, dehydration.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes
I don't know. That's where
makes
light
crops
comes from.
Grow.
It's not like Budweiser light.
Nah.
It's the other one.
Well, or Bud Light. Hey, man. Gonna warm up the transporter here. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming again. And Professor R.J. Gumby, superlative job as usual.
Good to be here.
And
you
here
did
we
a good
go.
Job, sir.
I was
news.
Too sober. All right. Good night. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Missed it by that much.
Oh. 4, 3, 2, 1 Amazing.
All right. Now I'm going to go back to Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Oh, you binging?
Yeah, I'm finally binging that show. I've been putting it off because there's 8 fucking
holy mackerel.
Seasons.
How'd that happen?
You got me on that. I think it's still going.
No, I think they just ended it.
Oh, did they?
Is it like good. a ten episode season, maybe shorter seasons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
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 That's what got me into it. That's why I figured I'd go for it.
I like that where they do that a 10 episode season. It's a story arc probably, or maybe a couple. And,
yep. Well, Justified was 13, and I kind of liked that one because that was a good show. I wanted to go on longer, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching it weekly, you know, but when you're binging, you want to get it all in, you know, you don't want to drag it out.
Yeah. I haven't done a TV series in a while.
You got to do Justified, man. I'm telling you, it's a great show. Fantastic show. I'm waiting for the new one to come out. I got to check the IMDb.
Well, probably turn on some coverage of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral.
See put what, on anything.
See what new developments. This just in. Queen Elizabeth is still dead. Ay, ay, ay. Barrier, man. Probably getting gamey. All right, man. Well, probably no possum next week because
okay.
Oktoberfest.
Hey, good. You'll come back with some stories there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, we might miss two in a row. I'm not. I have to double check on that second one, but after that,
okay.
October. We'll make that possum month.
All right.
It'll be possum month. The month of possum. All right, man. Take it away, guy from Mr. Ed.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.